T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up? My name is Brew. This is an Odyssey check-in with the one and only Demi Lovato. What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing amazing. It's so good to see you. So glad you're back. I have so many questions for you, but I feel like I've been catching up with you via TikTok lately. Like I'm following all your adventures, you know, what you're up to. My favorite one I saw was the Dr. Wu who hooked you up with that spiderweb shoulder tattoo.
Yeah.
That's so fun. See, what's the meaning behind it? Or is it just a cool tattoo you wanted to go with?
There's absolutely no meaning behind it. I had a spider on the top of my head, but then when I shaved my head and that had meaning, but then I grew my hair out and you can't see it anymore. So then I was like, well, the spider needs a little love. Like I have to have a spider I can show and it just looks cool. So
totally. I love when people do that. Everyone always says there has to be some meaning and stuff, but no, it looks sick. Like just rolling. It's fashion.
Yeah, totally.
Speaking of TikTok, you've been teasing Substance on one of the new songs off the album. People are obsessed. I hope you're feeling like all the love from this song already, which is amazing.
Thank you.
And you co-wrote it and it's got a pretty deep message. Could you touch on that?
Yeah. So I got to write it with my co-writers, Laura Veltz. I also wrote it with an artist named Jutes. And my producer Oak and the other producers on the record that we wrote it with were Alex Niceforo and Keith Sorrells. And we had like a really, really great time writing this song. It was about, you know, there was just, I feel like we live in a world that lacks so much depth, like human connection. We're all connecting through social media and we won't see a friend for 3 years but we'll be talking on social media all the time. And it's like that human connection is what we're missing. It's also like, we're also intaking the content that we intake is like trashy reality television. And it's just like, where is the depth in this world? And so that's what I wrote Substance about.
Amazing. Well, I'm so excited that seems like the theme of the album too. It's just going to be very like deep in a way and a lot of value in what you hold, you know, in your life, which is amazing. I want to throw it back to another album. Dancing with the Devil was about, you know, obviously ODing and starting over, but this one you did clean and sober. So I want to know how it feel like and how to differentiate from previous albums.
You know, how it differentiates this album, I'm really proud of. And when I look back at the last album I made, it's not that I'm not proud of it. It's just, I don't know who that person was. And there are songs on there that I'm very proud of, but there are also songs on there that I'm like, I don't know that person. And I think I was really struggling to find my identity as an artist, as a person. And now going into this album with a clear head, I was focused. I was able to write about what was important to me without being clouded by substances. And so I just feel more sure of myself as a person and an artist. And that's why I think this body of work is going to be the one that I'm the most proud of.
Absolutely. Well, you're putting out little by little and, we got Skin of My Teeth. Why was that the first single to put out?
That was the first single to put out because the first line in it says Demi leaves rehab again. And it's like, I wanted that to be the message of like, yeah, I'm back. I'm out. And I don't know. I wanted it to be like a message. You know, I saw the headlines of when I got out of treatment and And I just wanted to kind of like make a statement. And so that was the first song that I went with. And then this is the single that we'll be pushing to radio and all that good stuff. So, yeah, that one was more of like, kind of like a statement. This one's more of like a real single.
Absolutely. For sure. Well, you said this whole new project, you know, it's definitely rock and roll, but more importantly, it's a rebirth. And I'm curious, is that for you as a whole? Is it musically? Is it spiritually?
I would say me as a whole, like, mm-hmm. you know, me going back to my roots is obviously something that has to do with my music. Going back to my roots, like the music that I started out making, which was pop rock and influenced by my Warped Tour emo days. And so like bringing that back is obviously the rebirth of my music, but as a person, spiritually, everything, like I've gone through a lot and I've overcome a lot. And I feel like this is me being born again.
For sure. I love talking about the roots. If we can go back to those, what are some of those influences, especially in the rock genre that, you know, you kind of pick parts of?
Sorry, what was the question?
Like, what are some of those influences in the rock genre for you?
Well, the band that really influenced and kind of turned my head and said, wow, I really want to go back to this, is a band called Dead Sarah. Mm. And they came out with an album last year that I was just became obsessed with. And that's really what like made me want to go back to my roots, was seeing them perform live and was just like, wow, I miss that. I miss performing that kind of music. But, you know, there's so many, there's like a lot of 90s grunge and artists and females that kicked ass back then that I'm still listening to. There's artists from my emo days that I'm listening to. So it's just a little bit of everything.
Totally. And Dead Sarah, they're hitting the road with you. So is Royal and the Serpent.
Yeah.
Any fun reactions? Cause I can only imagine getting a call from Demi Lovato, be like, you wanna roll on tour? Like, how did that go?
I wish it worked like that. I was texting with Royal, and I think I was just like, maybe it was on text or maybe it was in person, but saying like, we should tour together. That would be amazing. And then also Dead Sarah, like I'm good friends with Emily, the lead singer, and, her girlfriend. And so like they came over recently, I think for dinner one night, and we were like, oh my God, we're going on the road together. It's going to be so much fun. So, it was really cool.
Absolutely. That's going to be so fun. We can't like underplay Anita Strauss, who's hopping on tour, you know, with you. Unbelievable. How excited are you to have someone on tour, and what does this tour look like? We're so excited for that to kick off this fall.
What tour looks like, you'll just have to come and see, but, right. I'm really, really excited. You know, it's definitely not like there's not, the last tour I did was like, there was like 4 or 5 costume changes, like wig changes, all that stuff. It's like, you're not going to get that with this show. This show is all about the music, and it's all about the performance, and just it being feeling authentic to who I am.
Mm-hmm. And as you keep developing this new Demi sound and everything, going back to the roots, is there anybody that's on like a short list that you'd be like, you know, how fun would that be to do a project with, or a song, or any kind of collaboration?
Yeah, of course. Like I'm always going to want to collaborate with Hayley Williams from Paramore, mm-hmm. Especially because I've been listening to so much of old Paramore's music.
Totally.
And also it'd be sick to do something with Courtney Love.
Oh my God. Come on. We need to manifest that to happen. Yeah. That's unbelievable. It's so cool to see, you know, develop into this new phase of Demi Lovato, which is so fun. But I want to throw it back. I ran into a mutual friend of ours, actually, and she was so sweet. And it was crazy going back in time. Miss Allison Stoner, who is like,
oh, that's, you know, great.
What a sweet human. And I had to bring it up because I saw it like on my phone. I was like, you know, Camp Rock was 14 years ago. And she's like, it feels like 30, honestly. Yeah. And I'm curious as to like what Demi now, like the Demi Lovato you are now, would tell the younger Demi back in that day.
I would tell her to don't take yourself too seriously. You're a teenager. It's okay to eat dessert when you want to. You don't have to put so much pressure on yourself to be the best, and that life is about the journey, not the end goal. And you're going to learn so much more about yourself, and to just enjoy it.
For sure. That's fantastic advice. Well, we're going to get to explore the new album soon as you co-host this upcoming week with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show. Are you excited for that? Are you nervous? Like, that's a whole different experience.
I'm not co-hosting Kimmel this week, but I'm doing Fallon in August. And so, yes, I'm nervous, but I'm very excited.
Yeah, that'll be a fun whole experience. And speaking of another host, Kelly Clarkson, she covered a throwback song, Anyone. Did you get to see that?
I did. It was so amazing. I was just like so elated that she covered my song, and she killed it. She absolutely killed it.
Oh man. And it's a busy August. So you got, you're doing the co-hosting. It's also your mom's 60th birthday. What a huge.
How did you know that? That's so cute.
Come on.
Yeah.
We gotta support. Any big plans? Cause your tour is around that time. Are you going to bring her on tour, or do you have any plans for her?
I have plans to bring her on the road, but I don't know exactly what days she's coming yet. We have to figure that out. But I just was FaceTiming with her before I did these interviews, and I was like, what do you want to do for your birthday? Yeah. So I think we'll just go to dinner or something, but yeah, I'll have her come out on the road. And that's so thoughtful.
Of course. Well, I'll be telling from us happy birthday, and
yeah,
enjoy the summer as all these new fun things come up. You say you're driving down the road, you know, maybe mom's in the passenger seat. What's the summer essential song? Like, you know, your brain goes right to like, this is it.
It's Substance.
Oh, of course.
Substance
of course.
Is the summer song. It's such a feel good song, and it's going to be great to drive to too.
Absolutely. Roll the windows down. Enjoy it. Check out Holy FVCK, the album and tour. We're so excited for everything else to come for you in 2022, Demi. So congrats and enjoy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.